Alexandrina Da Costa remained paralyzed at the age of 21 from a dramatic incident in which she fled from the threat of violence. She did not permit herself to be overcome by sadness and by loneliness, but thought, "Jesus, you are a prisoner in the tabernacle as I am here on my bed, so that we can keep company." Following the physical sufferings from the paralysis, mystical sufferings were added. For 4 years, every Friday, she saw the sorrows of the Passion, and after this period, for another 13 years until her death, she was nourished only by the Eucharist. Her life became a continuous prayer for the conversion of sinners. Alexandrina's life of suffering and expiation for sin was now to be challenged by the powers of darkness. From 1934 onwards, she was disturbed by hideous visions and howling, blasphemous taunts that God had abandoned her, that suicide was the imperative alternative to a life of agonizing futility. Realizing that the spirit of Satan is primarily one of rebellion, she placed her will entirely in the hands of her spiritual director and never once took it back, even when it cost her a great deal. Whenever her spiritual director was unable to visit her, he asked Alexandrina to inform him of everything that happened to her. On 14th September 1934, she wrote to him as follows. "Do you want to know what that black face from hell recently beat into my head? Here it is. Whatever I write to you will be the cause of my condemnation, and that if I do not obey him, the worst will happen." Seeing her so afflicted, our Lord reportedly appeared to her a month later and said, "Whom do you wish to obey, me and your director, or the devil?" But the devil returned to the attack. The devil added that it was useless for her to pray, that there was no salvation for her, that nobody would be able to help her, that she would be condemned. The devil beat her with all sorts of attacks, sometimes speaking to her in a sweet, calm voice, pretending to be our Lord, or sometimes he would even appear to her in the most extreme ways possible, like lurking in the dark of her bedroom with big, frightful-looking eyes. But whenever Alexandrina was tormented by the devil, she had always kept close a crucifix. Each time Satan would threaten her, she would kiss her crucifix and Satan would become enraged each time. In a letter to her spiritual director, dated 14th February 1935, Alexandrina wrote, "The demon wanted me to remove the sacred objects which I wore and the crucifix which I held in my hand. He told me that he had secrets to confide to me, but first I must take off those objects which he hates." Because of this incident, Satan indirectly revealed the effective role of sacramentals in helping to protect against evil. He deplored Alexandrina's use of sacramentals, such as the crucifix, the rosary, the brown scapular, medals, and holy water, and frequently ordered her to stop using these things, which shows us that when used with the correct dispositions, they are valuable aids in the struggle to overcome evil. Sadly, the role of sacramentals has been downplayed by some in the Church since the Second Vatican Council, but Alexandrina's experiences simply confirm how unwise it is to reject such spiritual helps. Blessed sacramentals are a source of actual grace for the faithful who use them devoutly. The power of blessed sacramentals can strengthen faith, secure hope, and ignite charity. They provide protection from evil and assist in the daily spiritual battle.